请我们翻到启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他里面去，我与他，他与我一同坐。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
这次我们在一起聚集，
This time as we are gathered here,
主给我们一个题目，就是谁在门外。
The Lord gave us the message, who is outside the door?
那这一句话的问题就是根据刚才所读的圣经。
And this question is based on the verse that we just read.
所以我们叫主站在门外叩门。
We know that the Lord is standing outside knocking on the door.
但这个门不是罪人的门。
But this is not the door to the sinner.
有的时候我们传福音是借了这一段圣经。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, we borrow this verse.
但是我们借了常常就不还了。
But oftentimes when we borrow it, we don't give it back.
其实这里乃是叩教会的门。
But actually, this is the door to the church.
这不是很讽刺吗？ Very ironic.
This is very ironic, right?
为什么呢？因为教会如果是基督的身体，
If the church is the body of Christ,
主应许我们，若有两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在我们中间。
The Lord said that if two or three are gathered in His name, then we are there in the midst.
所以我们的主如果与我们同在，
So if the Lord is with us,
他应该在门内，他不应该在门外。
He should be inside the door, not outside.
所以这次我们的题目是谁在门外？
So this time the theme is who is outside the door.
回答是主在门外。
And the answer is that the Lord is outside.
但这个门是什么门呢？
So what is this door?
是教会的门。
It is the door to the church.
这个门是什么门呢？
And what door is this?
是老底家教会的门。
The door of Laodicea.
因为如果我们从十四节开始读，
If we start reading from verse 14,
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write,
所以看啊，我站在门外开门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐。
And then, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
所以我们知道这一段的预言就是关乎老底家的预言。
So we know that this prophecy refers to Laodicea.
我们在圣经里面充满了预言。
We know that there are many prophecies in the Bible.
尤其在主回来以前，主告诉我们说教会的光景。
In particular, the Lord tells us the condition of the church before he returns.
启示录第二章、第三章说到七个教会。
There are seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3.
这七个教会有四个教会都说到主要回来。
And in these seven churches, four of them mention that the Lord is returning.
推亚推拉教会。
Thyatira.
撒迪教会。
Sardis.
菲勒特菲教会。
Philadelphia.
老底家教会。
And Laodicea.
他们是一直要持续到主回来。
They will all remain until the Lord returns.
所以我们知道这是关乎教会的预言。
So we know that this is referring to church prophecy.
如果是关乎教会的预言，
And if it's referring to church prophecy,
它应该很奇妙的应验。
It should be amazingly fulfilled.
比方说讲到推亚推拉是教会在黑暗时候的光景。
For example, Thyatira talks about the church during the dark ages.
那我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为我们叫得胜者要得着晨星做他们的闪赐。
We know that the overcomers will receive the morning star.
晨星是在还没有太阳出还没有出来以前最黑最黑的时候第一个出现的星。
At the darkest time before the sun rises, you see the morning star.
所以证明那个时候是伸手不见五指的。
So you know that that is a time where you can't even see your hand.
证明那个时候是最黑暗的时候。
It is the darkest time.
结果得胜者他要得着应许是晨星的应许。
But the overcomers receive the promise of the morning star.
所以可见教会是在黑暗的时候。
So the church must be in a very dark period.
那么我们要问，这一段的预言在教会历史里面怎么应验？
So we ask, how is this portion of church history fulfilled?
所以我们读到耶西别的教训。
We read about the doctrine of Jezebel.
我们才知道原来教会只有基督的教训，没有教会的教训。
We know that the church should only have the doctrine of Christ, not its own doctrine.
教会只有主自己说话。
In the church, only the Lord should speak.
什么时候基督元首说话，结果身体也说话，你知道这就是教会落在黑暗里的情形。
How do you know that the church is in the dark ages when Christ speaks and then the body speaks?
然后到了撒底教会。
and inside it.
你就知道有的人就得着晨星。
You know that some people receive the morning star.
本来什么光也看不见。
At first they cannot see any light.
现在他们把圣经公开的圣经给了我们。
Now they gave us an open Bible.
现在我们看见一点救恩的亮光。
Now we see some light of the gospel.
我们知道买赎罪券是不对。
And we know that indulgences are wrong.
我们知道说我们相信是因，我们称义完全是因着信。
And we know that we are justified solely by faith.
不止每一个人读圣经。
And not only does everyone read the Bible,
而且每一个人都是祭司,
but everyone is also a priest.
在神与人中间没有祭司,
there is no priest between God and man.
每一个人都是祭司,
everyone is a priest.
所以当教会最黑暗的时候,
during the darkest time of the church,
甚至于圣经是被用链子链起来的,
even when the Bible was still chained away,
那个时候在德国有一个主教很骄傲的时候,
there was a very proud clergyman in Germany. He was a bishop. He was one of the great bishops in the Catholic Church.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说感谢神。
He said, thank God.
我从来没有把保罗书信读过。
I have never read the letters of Paul.
如果我读会了保罗的书信,
if I had read the letters of Paul,
我就会像马丁路德一样变成异端分子。
I would have become an extreme heretic like Martin Luther.
你想想看, 一个圣体人员, 一个clergy, 一个所谓的大主教, 居然对神的话是完全不明白的。
Consider that a clergy, a bishop, would not even understand the Bible.
你就知道教会是落在黑暗里面。
And then you know that the church is in darkness.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
是马丁路德,
Martin Luther.
是慈惠的 Zwingli.
Zwingli.
还有 John Calvin.
And Calvin.
他们真的把我们就带教会从巴比伦就带到了耶路撒冷。They
brought the church from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
所以撒底什么意思呢?
What does Sardis mean?
撒底就是余数 remnant 的意思。
Sardis means the remnant.
这就好像旧约以色列人他被掳的时候有几百万人。
So we know that when in the Old Testament, when Israel was taken captive to Babylon, there were several millions. And 70 years later, they returned to Jerusalem. But there were only 50,000. How does the Bible describe these people? The Bible calls them the remnant. The majority had stayed behind in Babylon.
所以让我们记得，教会曾经有一度被掳到巴比伦。
So remember that there was a time when the church was taken captive to
Babylon.
And in the 16th century, you see that Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli brought the church back to Jerusalem. In comparison to all the people in the church, they were just a minority. That is the church of Sardis.
那么讲到改革运动以后,
when you talk about the Protestant Reformation,
我们知道这个世界不一样,
we know that the world was changed.
我们知道欧洲不一样,
we know that Europe was changed.
所以许多人就会读改革运动以后的历史。
So many people study the Reformed history.
有的人认为说在改革运动以前, 这个世界就在黑暗里。
Some people believe that before the Protestant Reformation, the world was in darkness.
现在这个世界, 是从改革运动开始,
and the modern age starts from the Protestant Reformation.
所以人就对于改革运动有很多的解释。
So people have many explanations for the Protestant Reformation.
但圣灵有他的解释。
But the Holy Spirit has his interpretation.
在人来看, 本来教会是错的, 现在是对的。
Originally the church was wrong, but now it's right.
这个进步太大了。
That is such a great improvement.
本来买赎罪券的, 现在知道说得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
In the past, you would buy indulgences. Now you know that you are saved by grace.
这个太好了。This
is really good.
但是神对他的教会永远是用最高的标准来衡量。But
God always measures the church by the highest standards.
所以我们的主怎么启示他自己呢?
So how does the Lord reveal himself?
他是那有神的七灵和七星的说。He
who has the seven spirits of God and seven stars.
弟兄姊妹, 教会的元首是充满圣灵的，所以他有神的七灵。
The head of the church is filled with the Spirit, so he has the seven spirits.
教会的元首是属天的，所以他拥有七星。
And the head of the church is heavenly, so he has the seven stars.
元首如何，身体也应当如何。
And as the head is, so should the body be.
本来教会是错的，现在是对的。
Originally the church was wrong, now it's right.
本来在巴比伦，现在到了耶路撒冷。
It had gone from Babylon to Jerusalem.
但神是用最高的标准来看改革运动。
But God looks at the Protestant Reformation with the highest standard.
改革运动难处是两个。
There were two difficulties of the Reformation.
一个是对的，但是不属灵。
One is that it was correct, but it wasn't spiritual.
第二，它是对的，但它不属天。
Next, it was correct, but it wasn't heavenly.
教会必须属灵，教会也必须属天。
The church must be spiritual and heavenly.
所以感谢主，神就兴起了有一班的人叫做崇敬派的弟兄 Anabaptists.
So God raised up a group of people known as the Anabaptists.
把教会要带到属天的地步。
He wanted to bring them into a heavenly position.
让神也建着一班敬虔派的弟兄。
And he also raised up the Pietists.
或者奥秘派的弟兄们。
Also the mystics.
就把教会要带到属灵的地步。
They wanted to bring the church to a spiritual level.
所以我们看有敬虔派。
We see the Pietists.
在德国有敬虔派。
There were Pietists in Germany.
在英国有贵格会。
There were the Quakers in England.
所以我们就看见说神在各个地方都做他的工作。
We see that the Lord is doing his work everywhere.
所以当你读到撒迪教会的时候。
So when you read about Sardis,
你看见神一直的工作，一直的工作。
You see that the Lord is working and working.
但什么时候教会真的达到属灵跟属天呢？
But when does the church reach a heavenly and spiritual?
那就是弟兄相爱的时候。
That is when brothers and sisters love one another.
那就是腓立比的时候。
And that is Philadelphia.
所以我们看见说，到了第十九世纪。
And during the 19th century.
就在英国就做了。奇妙的工作。
The Lord did an amazing work in England.
到了二十世纪，就在中国、印度也做了奇妙的工作。
The Lord also did an amazing work in China and India in the
所以，当你读教会历史的时候
，When you study church history，
你的的确确看见这一段历史是应验。
You see that this part of history was fulfilled.
不止弟兄相爱
，Not only the brothers and sisters love one another，
而且里面点点滴滴就告诉我们说这些事情果然应验。
But it shows us that these things were fulfilled.
那最后到了老底家。
And finally, we come to Laodicea.
老底家应该是主要回来以前的教会。
Laodicea is the church before the Lord returns.
所以我们说主很快就要回来。
So we said that the Lord will return soon.
一年以前，刚好是新年的时候。
Last year during the New Year.
我们说根据圣经，我们知道主回来日子真的很近。
We said that based on the Bible, we know that the Lord's return is soon.
我们应该抬头顶胸。
We should lift up our heads.
没有想到一年又过去。
So then we see that a year has passed.
主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned yet.
但有一件事我们要知道。
But we must know.
在主没有回来以前，教会的光景什么样的光景？
What is the condition of the church before the Lord returns?
所以你看见圣经对教会有预言。
So we see that there is a prophecy for the church.
还有主还没有回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
老早告诉我们教会的光景是什么样的光景。
He already told us what the condition of the church would be.
所以在主回来以前。
So before the Lord returns.
你看见有推亚推拉。
You see Thyatira.
你看见有撒迪。
You see Sardis.
你看见有腓立比。
You see Philadelphia.
同时呢，也有老底家。
And you also see Laodicea.
大家都老底家都说这不是我们。
Everyone who reads Laodicea says this is not us.
没有一个人愿意对号入座的。
No one is willing to have a bad name.
虽然圣经说老底家是要回来以前的。
Even though the Bible says that Laodicea is the condition of the church before he returns, it is neither hot nor cold.
而且老底家是众人的意见。
And Laodicea is the will of the people.
现在我们要问，在主回来以前，教会是不是像圣经里所形容的那样？
We ask, before the Lord returns, is the church really like what God says?
那么我们知道，讲到改革运动。
When we talk about the Reformation,
它是个大家都知道的运动。
It is a movement that everyone knows about.
讲到敬虔派，大家都知道。
Everyone knows about the Pietists.
讲到贵格会，大家都知道。
Everyone knows about the Quakers.
因为的的确确是借着他们把教会带到属灵的地步。
Because they truly brought the church into a spiritual level.
所以不只有预言，也有应验。
We see that there's prophecies and they're also fulfilled.
后来果然看有弟兄相爱的情。